Governor Eric Holcomb says the sale of U.S. steel to a Japanese company reflects the need to remain competitive in a global marketplace. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the governor's reaction to the sale announced on Monday.
U.S. Steel has three facilities in Indiana, including its largest manufacturing plant, which is in Gary. Lawmakers at both the state and federal level expressed disappointment at the company's sale to Nippon Steel Corporation. Congressman Frank Mervan accused the Japanese company, which he says has a history of untrustworthy trade actions, of exploiting American workers. Governor Holcomb says the sale is a reminder that an isolationist perspective doesn't work.
You have to be able to compete on a global stage if you want to stay in business and grow.
Holcomb says he's still sifting through the finer details of what the sale will mean for contracts U.S. Steel has in place with the United Steelworkers Union. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.